But before we close, before I introduce our welcome reception host Bombardier, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow morning we start at 7:30 with a continental breakfast offered by Pratt & Whitney. So I hope as many as possible will be there to have breakfast, presumably outside in the reception area there, at 7:30. The program itself will start again at 9 o'clock. So now I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bombardier, for the welcome reception. And I invite Mrs. Hélène Gagnon, Vice President, Public Affairs. But perhaps the gentleman on the panel would like to vacate so Hélène can get through. They could have stayed. Indeed, indeed.
They can stay. They're all my friends.
Are they?
They can stay.
Excellent.
Of course.
Please do then. Let me introduce Mrs. Hélène Gagnon, who is the Vice President, Public Affairs for Bombardier. Hélène.
Thank you. Good evening. I promise it's just going to be a few minutes because I'm really the only thing between you and a drink, so I'm going to make that very, very quick. I'm very, very pleased to welcome you in Montreal because, as you probably know, Montreal is Bombardier's hometown and headquarters, so that's why we have such a big presence during the Environment Colloquium. Bombardier's story began right here in Quebec, and from our small beginnings, we actually have grown into a global aerospace company. In fact, today, we're the third largest civil aviation manufacturer in the world. We have employees right here in Canada, but also in the US, in Northern Ireland, in Mexico, and in China. So we understand the various perspectives shared by many countries and delegations participating in this colloquium. So this week, we're here to talk about environment and our industry. We, Bombardier, we're a major player in this industry because we have turbojet and turboprop and jet-propelled airliners. We're also in the business aircraft market. We have Learjet, Challenger, and Global. And it was important to us because we're in the business jet market for the business jet industry to take an environmental commitment to make sure that we have a unified industry. And we were able to make that commitment just before Copenhagen. Each of us has something to bring to the table during the discussions this week. What we bring to the table as Bombardier is our expertise in the development of planes, but also trains, because at Bombardier we manufacture planes and trains. So that dual expertise makes us a transportation leader with global sensibility. And we believe that with our business jet expertise, we're also bridging the gap between commercial and business aviation. We know that the world needs air travel. We connect communities, we connect people, we allow economic development. So aviation will grow over time, and that's why it's so important that we address climate change challenge together to ensure that we continue to connect the world while containing and eventually reducing our emissions. Whether we're from the aircraft manufacturers or the engine makers, from airports to airlines, from air traffic management services or country delegations, we all have a role to play. But our industry is truly global. We cross borders all the time, and that's why the global sectoral approach to manage aviation emissions under the leadership of ICAO is so important. As an industry, you know that we've made a commitment to achieve carbon neutrality by 2020, reduce our emissions by 50% by 2050, and improve fuel efficiency every year. No other industry has taken such a commitment. We're responsible for 2% of CO2 emissions, but we want to do something about it. Thanks to ATAG, the Air Transport Action Group, under the leadership of Paul Steele, and Paul, I know you're in the room, so thank you very much, the manufacturers, the airlines, the airports, and the air traffic management services have one common effective voice to tell the world what we're already doing to protect the environment and what we will continue to do for years to come. And we can all be proud of the work done by ICAO's Committee on Aviation and Environment Protection to establish new environmental regulations that level the playing field for all of us in the industry. CAPE has been successful in driving noise regulation and is now embarking on a new mandate to develop CO2 standards. Jane Hoopy, the CAPE secretary, and her team have been governing this process for numerous years, and thank you very much, Jane. So I see this colloquium as an important step and an important process to solidify our relationships and our common understanding of the issues and the solutions that will ultimately allow us to do the right thing for the planet while continuing to grow and connect the world. So tonight will be time to relax and network and solidify those relationships. But before we do, I need to tell you something. You're in Montreal, and tonight there's a big competition going on. It's hockey night. So it's the last big game between the Montreal Canadiens and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that game is happening in Pittsburgh. But two blocks from here, in the stadium, it's full of people. 20,000 people are going to watch the game on huge screens, and whether you like it or not, whatever the result, you're going to hear it on the street, I promise you. So I want to tell you this, because you'll see where I'm going. If you followed the Vancouver Olympics 2-3 months ago, there was this big game, big hockey game, we're a hockey country right here in Canada, big hockey game between Canada and the U.S. And who was on the Canada team? Sidney Crosby. We in Canada, we all cheered for Sidney Crosby because he scored the last winning point and he gave to Canada his gold medal. But tonight, Crosby is on the Pittsburgh side, on the U.S. side. So we in Canada, we don't want him to win tonight. So in life, it's all a question of perspective and circumstances. And in our industry, it's the same thing. One day, we are fierce competitors. I want to sell my aircraft. My competitors want to sell their aircraft. But the next day, you know what? We cooperate. We work together on broader environmental issues. Because when we do, we all win. And so my hope is that we will continue to cooperate, that we put away competition sometimes because we have broader goals in perspective. So I hope you keep that in mind. You enjoy the reception that Bombardier has prepared to you, and you'll hear the noise on the street between 9 and 10, believe me. So enjoy the reception and enjoy Montreal. Thank you.
Well, that concludes the session, so please do join us for drinks afterwards, and we'll see you again in the morning. Thank you.